Today's podcast topic is Shakespeare's play, Comparative to Solomon Reflection, Ecclesiastes 1:2. Welcome to this episode, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. I'm Dr. Mel Vaughn Thompson, and I'm glad you're here with me today. Let's talk about something poetic, tragic, and deeply reflective. When we think about William Shakespeare's famous words from Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 5, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, we are brought into a moment of despair. Macbeth is no longer standing in power the way he once imagined. His enemies are closing in. Malcolm's forces are moving against his castle. The life he fought to build is beginning to collapse around him. Then he hears the cry of a woman, and soon he learns that Lady Macbeth is dead. In that moment, Macbeth does not respond with deep tenderness. Instead, he speaks from emptiness, from exhaustion, from the terrible weight of a life that now feels meaningless. He says, "She should have died hereafter. There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time." And then he says those powerful words, "Out, out, brief candle." Here, Macbeth compares life to a candle that burns only for a short time, then disappears. He compares life to a walking shadow, to a poor actor who steps onto the stage, struts and worries for a little while, and then is heard no more. In simple words, Macbeth is saying that human life is brief. People spend their time stressing, performing, chasing, fighting, worrying, and trying to appear important. But then the performance ends, the stage becomes quiet, and life is gone. This is where we can compare Shakespeare's reflection with the wisdom of Solomon. In Ecclesiastes 1:2, Solomon says, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." Solomon understood that life without God becomes empty. Human effort, human pride, human chasing, and human achievement can become like vapor, here for a moment and then gone. Macbeth sees life as meaningless because he is standing in despair. Solomon sees the emptiness of life when it is lived without eternal purpose. And both reflections remind us of the same truth. Human life is fragile. Human life is brief. Human life cannot be held forever in flesh, blood, and bone. Ecclesiastes also reminds us that there is a time to be born and a time to die. And Ecclesiastes 3:20 says that all come from dust and all return to dust. Genesis 3:19 gives us that same reality. Humanity works by the sweat of the brow until returning to the ground, because from dust we came, and to dust we shall return. Now here's something important to reflect on. Many people spend their lives strutting and fretting. Strutting in pride, fretting in worry, chasing status, chasing power, chasing control, chasing things that cannot save the soul. But at some appointed time, life is gone, like a brief candle, like a shadow passing, like an actor leaving the stage. So what gives life meaning? Not pride, not power, not performance, not worldly applause. The key to meaning, purpose, and love is knowing God and having a dependent relationship with Him. Because without God, life can feel like nothingness. But with God, even a temporary life can carry eternal meaning. So let this be a reminder. Do not spend your life only performing on the stage of the world. Do not let pride, fear, worry, or ambition become the whole story. Remember that life is short. Remember that time is moving. Remember that every tomorrow is not promised. And while you are still here, seek meaning beyond the flesh. Seek wisdom beyond the world. Seek relationship with God. Because one day the candle will go out. And the question becomes, did we only strut and fret, or did we live with purpose? Thank you for being with me today. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What does tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow mean to you when you compare it to Solomon's reflection that all is vanity? Put your comments in the box below. I look forward to engaging with you.